This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the extradition of 2008 Mumbai terror attack accused Tahavvur Rana from the United States is a great success of the Modi government's diplomacy. He said it is the responsibility of the government to bring back all those who have misbehaved with the people of India. Speaking on a private TV channel, Mr. Shah said it is a great achievement for the country that Tahavvur Rana will face trial in an Indian court.
Bharat ki jameen, Bharat ka sanman aur Bharat ke nagrikon ke saath durvyavhar bhi kiya hai, wo hamare kanoon ke jad mein lana chahiye. Aur main manta hu Rana ka yahan wapis aana ye Modi sarkar ki kootniti ka bahut badi safalta hai.
Mr. Shah's comments came amid reports that Rana is expected to be brought to India in a special flight today. Rana's application against his extradition has been denied by the U.S. Supreme Court. The Home Minister also criticized Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, accusing him of spreading rumor on the Citizenship Amendment Act. He said not a single Muslim has lost his citizenship since the implementation of the CAA. The central government has appointed Narinder Mann, advocate, as special public prosecutor for conducting trial and other matters in the 2611 Mumbai terror attack accused Tahavvur Rana case. In a Gazette notification, the Union Home Ministry said Narinder Mann has been appointed for conducting trial on behalf of the National Investigation Agency before the NIA special courts at Delhi and appellate courts for a period of 3 years. Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana will be launched in New Delhi today. The scheme will provide free health cover of 5 lakh rupees to each beneficiary family per year. The Delhi government has also announced to provide an additional top-up of 5 lakh rupees under this scheme. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta will be present on the occasion. During the event, they will distribute Ayushman cards to the beneficiaries. Last week, the National Health Authority had signed an MOU with the Delhi government to implement this scheme. Through this scheme, the out-of-pocket expenditure has declined from 62% in 2014 to 38% this year. The scheme covers over 12 crore poor and vulnerable families, approximately 55 crore beneficiaries that form the bottom 40% of the nation's population. India's goods and services exports have crossed a record $820 billion in financial year 2024-25, despite economic uncertainties in global markets. The Commerce Ministry said this represents a close to 6% increase over the corresponding figure of $778 billion for the previous financial year. The figures were revealed at a meeting held by Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal with the Export Promotion Councils and industry bodies in New Delhi to discuss the emerging trade scenario. In a major development, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a 90-day pause on reciprocal tariffs for all but China. In a social media post last night, Mr. Trump said the 90-day breather will apply to reciprocal and 10% tariffs. The U.S. president said he was authorizing a 90-day pause as part of his tariff plan, but was also raising the tariff rate for China to 125%, effective immediately. Earlier yesterday, China retaliated with an 84% tariff on all goods imported from the U.S., which came into effect from midnight last night. The death toll from the roof collapse at a popular nightclub in Santo Domingo, the capital of the Dominican Republic, has risen to 184. Rescue operations are still underway as emergency crews continue to search for victims and potential survivors. So far, 145 people have been rescued. More than 20 of the injured remain hospitalized, with at least 8 in critical condition. In badminton, India's mixed doubles pair of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto have advanced to the quarterfinals of the Asia Championships in Ningpo, China today. The Indian duo defeated Hong Wei He and Nicole Gonzalez-Chan of Chinese Taipei 21-16, 21-18 in the pre-quarterfinal. And with that, we end this news bulletin.